This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, no Wayne Allyn Root tonight. He is on vacation, actually, tonight and Wednesday. Of course, he's got Christmas Eve and Christmas Day off as well. I'm Lee Elsie filling in, again, on the USA Radio Network. I thank them very much. Stations across the entire country, from Vegas to Reno, New York, San Antonio, Oklahoma City, St. Louis, everywhere in between. We're joined now by a very special guest who joins me on my own show, on the morning show over here in Connecticut, once a week. His name is Stephen Bucci, and he has been with serving in America for three decades as an Army Special Forces officer, a top Pentagon official, and again, he's also working with the Heritage Foundation, and we're lucky to get a chance to talk to him tonight. Steve, good evening, buddy. Welcome to War Now. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, I appreciate it. Listen, I got a couple things I want to get to, and we got to sort of a certain amount of time, so I want to try to bounce to all of them. But we're just a couple hours, it looks like, from a shutdown. So how does that affect military? How does that affect the military guys out there?
Well, the military, it's a massive inconvenience, obviously. It puts worry on the minds of our folks, you know, because people worry about paying the bills, that sort of thing. But given that we've gone through a few of these over the last few years, we're getting better and better at handling them in a way that does not adversely affect our people as far as their pay and benefits and that sort of thing any more than, you know, they have to under the law. So the military, you know, everybody should just relax. The military will go on doing what they do.
Right.
The nation is still safe. The military is considered an essential part of the government, so they'll go on with what they do.
All right. So I got to get to Syria because you're the best person I know to talk about this, and this is one of those topics that it seems like it doesn't matter really what side of the aisle you're on. Maybe you're surprised. You get a conservative who wants us to stay there. You've got a liberal who wants us to leave. It is one of those kinds of things that has been bouncing around now here. So here, three decades you've been in the military. You know everything there is to know just about. You know how it all kind of works and how the engine actually runs. So, you know, us leaving Syria, give me the big picture here.
I would have felt better if we'd left our folks there a little longer. You know, they're still working out how they're going to pull them out and what the exact details are. My main concerns are two. One is what's going to happen now to our Kurdish allies who fought with us since this whole thing with ISIS started. And if we pull out, my concern is that our NATO ally, Turkey, is just going to come in and hammer these folks in Syria, and a lot of them are going to die. That's a tactical concern, you know, on the ground. Strategically, my worry is that us pulling out will give a freer hand to obviously Bashar al-Assad, but also Russia and Iran, with Turkey playing on the side, sort of playing both sides of the fence. Those are not good things, and they could be exacerbated in the wrong direction with this move.
All right, but on the flip side of that, and a lot of the conservative folks that I've been talking with over the last few hours have come out with the same kind of idea, which is how long are we supposed to stay somewhere? What's the, you know, what is the end game? Is there an exit strategy? Was there ever one? And again, is that, you know, is that ever factored in? Because, you know, we've got men and women been fighting over there forever, not Syria per se, but Afghanistan, if you want to roll this in, because it seems like that may be the next thing Trump goes after. How long are we supposed to stay in these kinds of places?
Yeah, and that's the big concern. You know, when going back to Syria, you know, that was never designed to be a real long-term engagement. In fact, a lot of the people that are now breathlessly criticizing President Trump for making his decision to leave Syria were the ones who were going nuts when he sent people in. You know, it there does have to be an end point. We never intended to go in there and take out Assad. That was never part of our game plan. It was merely to go in and you know, get rid of ISIS as a factor. It was a difficult line to walk to do that and not support Assad, and not support Russia and Iran, who, you know, Assad is their puppet. So, you know, it's a difficult one. So the fact that we're ending there just in general doesn't bother me, that, you know, but I'd like to see us do it in a way that's a little more thought out and protective of the Kurds. Afghanistan's a bigger issue. We've been making progress there. I hate to see us pull out and lose that progress that we've made. But, you know, the president thinks we can draw down. You know, obviously, Secretary Mattis disagreed with that, at least to a degree. But we'll see where it goes going forward.
All right, so you actually think, in a general sense, at least for the immediate time being, we'd be better served by staying in Syria and better served by keeping the forces in Afghanistan?
At least, you know, start planning a withdrawal if you want, you know, pulling out. But making this kind of announcement, you know, big flourish up front, both of them at once, it throws everybody off their game and, you know, can cause a lot of confusion. We need to be very clear and concise with both our allies and our adversaries, because when we're not, you know, people can misinterpret things, and that causes problems.
Is it a political move then from Trump? You think he's doing this? I mean, he means this? You think he's going to push forward with this, or is this a distraction?
You know, I don't know. He has a tendency, you know, to do a lot of head fakes and stuff to rile things up and get people moving in a direction that he may ultimately want to go, but maybe not exactly the way it appears at first. We'll have to wait and see where he goes with it. I think if it were a fake, I'm not sure he would have accepted Jim Mattis's resignation, which he did. So I'm guessing he intends to do this. How exactly it gets executed, Lee, that there may be some changes in timing and form as we go. But that remains to be seen.
The voice you hear is our expert, Stephen Bucci, from the Heritage Foundation, 3 decades as an Army Special Forces officer, talking a little bit about Syria and what will happen if, in fact, Trump does succeed in pulling our troops out of there. I don't know if you saw this, but apparently some ISIS members actually killed a couple of hikers. Did you see that by any chance?
No, I did not. They were hiking in Syria?
No, this wasn't Syria. This was ISIS members. They I don't know what mountaintop that they were on, but a couple of, I think they were Swedish women, got killed. One got decapitated. It was ugly. So, again, my point is that it's not as though, I know we've done serious damage to ISIS, but it's not as though they're gone, right?
Yeah, that, you know, a group like ISIS, it's really hard to kill them all. I mean, almost impossible. You have to beat them down enough so hopefully their members start to realize, well, gee, I guess maybe Allah is not with us now, and they go off to, you know, join another group or just give up jihad, at least in this form. But, you know, that takes a lot and does take a long time when they go underground. But, yeah, they're still a dangerous group. They're fanatical in their beliefs, fanatical in what they think they are allowed to do by God to all of us. You know, and killing a couple of Western women would probably seem like a pretty good deal to them. So those are the kind of folks you either have to find them all and kill them, which is almost impossible, or just stay steady, beating them down, constricting them until they finally say, yeah, well, this isn't going to work. We need to come up with another plan.
I want to go back to Afghanistan for a second, because one of the things that we always do, certainly we've been doing in Afghanistan, and like you said, it's moderately successful, but I think a lot of folks would argue that it hasn't been all that successful at all, which is the nation-building part of it. You know, we build a bridge and they blow it up. We build a school and they blow it up. How much money are we supposed to dedicate to a place like that before we throw our hands in the air and say that's enough?
You know, that's one of those open-ended questions, Lee, that nobody knows. You know, they have to weigh, well, what's the cost to us in the future if we do pull out? You know, will that allow Al-Qaeda or ISIS or the Taliban to regenerate to a degree where they become another fermenting place for a future 9/11. You know, if they can do that, then maybe we need to stay. It's really one of those open-ended questions that don't have a definitive mark on the wall that, okay, we're only going to spend this much and no more. But it is something that needs to be reviewed constantly, that the right answer, you know, making air quotes here, will change with administrations. You know, clearly President Bush's right answer was different than President Obama's, and that was different than President Trump's. That's kind of the way our system works. And you know, DOD gives their best advice, as do the State Department, the CIA, and other parts of the government, and then the president makes a decision.
All right, real quick, what about this, flipping the script totally, what about this 10-point-something, $7 billion, $6 billion we gave to Central America, some of these countries in Central America? I mean, is that a bribe? Are we trying to, you know, feel good story? What do we do, and where do we find that money?
The money's, you know, in the foreign affairs budget, and it's there to help fix some things in those countries so that maybe fewer people really, you know, want to make the trek north to try and bust into our country. You know, it's a good thing to do, you know, whether that's exactly the right number, they can have a lot of debate. But helping them internally in the long run can benefit us as well. We can't fix everything that's wrong with those countries, but maybe we can mitigate some of the really bad stuff and allow more people to feel comfortable staying in their own countries.
Stephen, listen, I can't thank you enough. It goes too fast, but again, Stephen Bucci is his name. Go on heritage.org, and you can see all the great writings. He does his writings every once in a while, and it's all great stuff. Stephen, thank you, my friend. Enjoy it. Have a great Christmas, okay?
You too. Merry Christmas, Lee. Take care.
Yeah, you have a great one, brother. I appreciate it. All right, we're running out of time for this segment. We'll come back. Lots to still talk about. Our number, 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. So, the folks at MyPillow said, hey, Jones, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think? And I thought, yeah, but what did I have to lose? But you know what I lost? Interrupted sleep. It made a serious difference for me, so I'm letting you know that you need a MyPillow too. It stays cool all night long. No more waking up to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more wrestling your pillow in the middle of the night. And one thing you will love, you can toss a MyPillow into your washer and dryer, and it comes out looking like new again. It's made in the USA, and here's something new. They used to have a 60-day money-back guarantee, but now, with your purchase, you have until March 1st to return it if you don't absolutely love it. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA. That's promo code USA, and you'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. Take advantage, folks. This is their best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA at MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the man who loves the Second Amendment, and I'm the man who loves Christmas. How about if I combine the two? I've got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. Ho, ho, ho! I've owned so many guns. However, my new Rex pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was whether it would work every time in every situation. Rex firearms are amazingly reliable well as evidenced by the torture test done by Military Arms Channel. Rex Firearms, reported exclusively by my friends at Fine Group, offer many different options from duty to tactical to compact carry or competition. They have a pistol for you. Everyone should get a Rex for Christmas. Simply put, it's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex Firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including k-var.com. That's k-var.com. Use promo code ROOT to get your free paddle holster from Rex. Shipped with your gun. That's k-var.com.
War now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
I don't often recommend books on my show because I'm just a very busy guy and I could barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. But have I got a great one to recommend to you? A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. I'm from New York, you know. I believe in revenge and vengeance. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like The Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest 5-star endorsement. Wainwright loves it. This book is the first book of a series, and I could hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon.com. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance or learn more about this book at PrayerOfVengeance.com. PrayerOfVengeance.com.
All right, it's Lee Elsie. I'm back filling in for Wayne Allen Root. That's Lee Elsie. You can also email me, Lee Elsie Radio. That's LEEELCI Radio at gmail.com. Our number is 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Getting a chance to fill in on this great USA Radio network from radio stations across the entire country. Get a chance to do it tonight, and then again after Christmas Day on Wednesday night. So looking forward to that as well. I figure, you know, the last 36 minutes of the show, we can bounce around a number of different things, but it's funny how fate sort of hits you when you're looking at certain things or you're thinking about something. And Wayne was just talking about in the last, that last break, about New York. He says he's from New York, and as he was saying that, I was looking at some old photos of New York on the internet, And I was kind of searching, because I've been to New York about a bajillion times, and again, it's only a stone's throw from where I am right now here in Connecticut, but I was looking at Times Square and all that whole area down by 42nd Street, and anybody who's from New York, if you're old enough, back in the 70s, it was an absolute, I mean, I was going to say what Trump said about some of the countries he wasn't all that much in favor of, but it was a pit. It was basically porn and just X-rated movie theaters. I was young then, much younger than I am today, but I do remember the days when that section, before it was bought out by Disney, was just the lowest common denominator of people that were out there, and it was a crazy time, man. Anyway, so I just figured I'd share that with you. And did you see, by the way, any chance you guys got a chance to see the brand new freeway being named after Barack Obama? Sure, Los Angeles Freeway is being named after Barack Obama. Listen, you know what's going to happen. He's a huge hero to the left. Barack, I was talking to somebody today, right? And we were talking about a couple of different things, and he threw out his heart, how it was breaking because he hates Trump, but his heart was breaking because he wants the days where a guy with class and dignity and grace was in the White House, and that was Barack Obama. So you know the left is in love with Barack Obama, and you know that this is just the beginning. So yes, there is a stretch of road out there in Los Angeles, the Los Angeles area, being named after Barack Obama. There's going to be high schools to come and middle schools to come, so if you didn't think that was going to happen, well, you're just way off base as far as that goes. All right, a couple other things. I have a million different things that I want to talk to you about this evening before we run out of time. We're going to run out of time. It's going to come too fast. I need more hours. I need more hours to be on the air. Did you see, again, another one of these, did you see? Some universities now are installing vending machines where students can actually purchase the emergency contraception pill, the morning after pill. They're selling them in the colleges, and like, I guess where you would get a soda, where you would go buy a Coke or a Pepsi, right next to that is the Plan B pill. There you go. So, you know, you let one slip that night, you run down to the common area, oh, here you go, pop a $5 bill in the machine, and bang, you're good to go. You don't have to worry about it, so there you go. And what's my point of all this? My point of all this is that we have gotten, again, to the lowest common denominator. I understand college kids are crazy. We were all crazy when we were in college. But this whole lack of, what's the word, repercussions. There are no repercussions. Everybody wants it easy. Everybody wants things yesterday, and they don't want to pay for them. They don't want to work for them. That's the new world, man. The new world is gimme, 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 and I don't want to work for it. It really is. All right. USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. 833-927-8255. 833-WAR-TALK. Love to hear from you in the last half hour of the program. Bottom of the hour is coming. We'll be back. It's War Now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
War now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The Senate is expected to vote today on a House-passed temporary funding measure to prevent a partial government shutdown starting this weekend. Vice President Pence, Budget Director and Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, and Presidential Advisor Jared Kushner have met with Democratic leader Chuck Schumer ahead of the vote. But the president has dug in his heels, demanding more than $5 billion for the border wall, or he says he will let the shutdown happen to protect the country.
We are going to be working very hard to get something passed in the Senate. There's a very good chance it won't get passed. It's up to the Democrats. So it's really the Democrat shutdown.
If there is a shutdown, it will only be a partial one. A number of agencies are already funded through September of next year and wouldn't be affected. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Cast
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
This segment of the show sponsored by Rex Pistols. I'm the man who loves the Second Amendment. I'm the man who loves Christmas. How about I combine the two? I got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. My tree's not up yet, but as soon as it's up, I've got the gun all wrapped and ready to go. I've owned many guns. However, my new Rex Pistols, my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex Pistol on your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was the torture test done by the Military Arms Channel, where it beat a leading gun used by military and law enforcement. It's a name everybody knows, but this gun beat it, the Rex, and it's only a fraction of the cost. I love that. Rex Firearms offer a number of different options, from duty to tactical to compact carry to competition. They have the perfect pistol for you. Simply put, it's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex Firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including KVAR.com. That's the letter K. And then you put a dash, you know, a dash, and then VAR, V-A-R, K-VAR. Use the promo code ROOT to get your free holster shipped with your gun, meaning Wayne Root. You'll get a free holster, and you send it to K-VAR.com to do your shopping, your Christmas shopping for a Rex pistol. K-VAR.com or head down to your local gun store. All right, thank you, Rex Pistol and K-VAR, for sponsoring the Wayne Allen Root Show.
All right, I'm Lee Elsie. I'm back. Again, we've got about 24 minutes left of this Friday night pre-Christmas show. I'm sure you're out and about at a Christmas party or you know whatever it is that you're doing to spend. Hopefully you're at a Christmas party, spend some time with the family, etc. But if you want to call in, 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. A couple of different stories I wanted to get to, but we do have a couple calls, and we'll grab one or two in just a second. But I did want to, sooner or later, to circle back, if we can, for a couple seconds to talk about this criminal justice reform bill, which I am very, very concerned about. But let's first go out. Is this Tennessee down in Tennessee would be in Tennessee. Bob, how are you? You're on War Now.
Hey, is this
the
radio program?
It sure is. You got that right.
Well, I'm sitting here watching it on TV, but I got a question. I may be a little slow, but I just can't understand why the Republicans cannot put a special counsel out on the Hillary Clinton and the rest of that crony bunch.
I'm on board. Do it. Let's do it. Let's knock them out. Let's knock Hillary Clinton out. I've been saying from the get-go, I thought Trump was going to be aggressive when it comes to that. I thought Trump was going to go after her with his talons. I thought he was going to try to get a special counsel to go after Hillary Clinton. I don't know, maybe this is one of his chess moves. Maybe he'll do that here in the 11th hour when Mueller starts to close, if he starts to close in on different things that make Trump nervous. Maybe that will be a final push, throw on the special counsel, go after Hillary Clinton. The problem is, Hillary Clinton's not in office. And not that that makes her crimes any less. It's just, you cannot excuse away what somebody else has done by going after something that Hillary Clinton has done. It just doesn't necessarily make sense. All right, let me grab just a couple of minutes of your time and talk about this criminal justice bill, which everybody, including the president, happens to be all behind. And I'm not really quite sure where Wayne stands on this, but here's the thing. See, President Trump congratulates all the Senate and measures in passing and tweeted out about the America being the greatest country in the world and all that goes along with that, with the criminal justice bill. Here's my problem, right? See, jail is supposed to suck, right? Pardon my language, but jail's not supposed to be fun. And going to jail is supposed to be a punishment. It's not supposed to be a career endeavor. You're not supposed to go to jail to learn a trade. Although I understand that there's got to be something that's done when you get in there. I'm on board with that. Let's teach people a skill, but that's not supposed to be the main reason why you're there. And let's not forget that a lot of folks who are in jail are in jail because they did a bad thing. And in some cases, they sold crack cocaine or cocaine or whatever. So lawmakers approved overwhelmingly the measure that now goes to the House, and again, that was approved overwhelmingly. So we've got a different thing that's going to be implemented as far as our federal prison systems go. And my huge concern is if Cory Booker, if Van Jones, if Schumer and Pelosi are all on board with something, I'm not. I'm a little hesitant. And there are a couple of pieces inside this legislation that really concerns me. First of all, the legislation would give federal judges more discretion when sentencing some drug offenders and boost prisoner rehab efforts. I have no problem with that. That's fine. If you get a case and a judge can see that the person who committed the crime has been a pillar of society and is a good community person and just got caught in the wrong place at the wrong time and has to go to prison, doesn't have to go for 20 years, only has to go for a few, whatever it is, if the judge can see fit to give somebody a little leniency, okay, I don't have a necessary problem with that. It would also reduce life sentences for some drug offenders with the three convictions, the three strikes and you're out. It would knock it from life down to 25 years. I can live with that. Another provision would allow 2,600 federal prisoners sentenced for crack cocaine offenses before 2010. It gives them the opportunity to petition for a reduced penalty. I can see that as well. Okay, I get it. I understand where crack cocaine was punished a lot harsher than regular cocaine. So if you want to backtrack on that, fine. Okay, let's make that right. However, Senator Cory Booker said the nation's prisons are full of Americans who are struggling with mental illness and addiction and who are overwhelmingly poor. He said the nation's criminal justice system feeds on certain communities and not others, and said this bill represents a step in healing those communities. So basically what he's saying is you've got bad sections of town where people go out and sell drugs. Okay, well, I'm sorry, but that is usually a pretty violent lifestyle. And because you come up in a poor background, there are a lot of people out in the rural sticks of West Virginia who are dirt poor as well. And a lot of times they're not resorting to selling drugs or violence for a way to get by. So you can't excuse away what somebody does because they live in a situation that might not be all that rosy. Let me continue. Before the bill's passage, senators voted down three amendments. Here's where it gets ugly for me. Real ugly. Three amendments introduced by Senator Tom Cotton and John Kennedy. The first required the victims be notified before a prisoner be given early release. That failed 6732. So if you had been knocked to the ground and robbed, and that person went to jail, and now they were scheduled for an early release, well, guess what? I would like to know that person's getting out of prison. Well, apparently the folks down in Washington, they don't care about you enough to do that. The second, which would have required the Federal Bureau of Prisons to track and report the rearrest rate of each prisoner who receives early release. This is an absolute no-brainer. This is the one that gets me. So you get let out of prison early. You are given a gift. Here, you're out of prison early. You were supposed to do 10 years. You're only going to do 8. Here you go. Now, at the very least, what we should do is pay attention to what that person does. Track them. Whatever we have to do, find out if they go out and commit another crime, because then you're going to know whether or not this system works. Well, guess what? They voted that down overwhelmingly as well. The third thing, which would have excluded certain prisoners from education and training programs, allowing them to towards early release in a halfway house, etc., was shot down against 6237. So once again, if you're somebody in prison, it pretty much doesn't matter what you did. They want you to get some kind of a program. So if you were a violent offender or if you were somebody who did something horrendous, they don't care. They want to make sure you get the quote, and I'm using the air quotes, get some kind of rehab. Maybe learn how to be a carpenter or a plumber or whatever. Anyway, the bill has support of the rare alliance of conservatives and liberals, which makes it very, very unnerving for me. And again, if any of the folks that I had mentioned, if they're on board with it, I, in fact, have to be very, very skeptical. Let's grab a call before we run out of time. Mike in Connecticut. Mike, you're on War Now.
Hey, thanks for taking a call.
Hey, Mike.
Great job.
Thank you, bud. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. Merry Christmas to all. And, yeah, I was listening to the show. You're doing a great job, and you kind of sucked me into getting a call in. And
I like that. I like when I can coerce you to calling in.
Yeah. Well, yeah, just the thing you were talking about, the prison, first of all, with that. It's, like you said, they're basically getting a get-out-of-jail-free card, in a sense, early release. And there's people out there that are really doing the best they can to be part of the fabric of society. And these people made some bad decisions, so they're getting another go around. And it's mind-boggling how many people don't take that advantage and say, you know what, I messed up. Society's giving me a break. Let me turn the ship around. And you know what really touched me? I think I said this to you maybe sometime back on one of your shows, back when I got out of trade school. I did some work in Easter Seals, and I'm telling you what, it still touches me today. I would see these people that are, you know, special needs and so forth, making little, you know, birdhouses and knickknacks and certain things. And they don't have all the mechanical skills that these people that are committing these crimes do.
Right.
And it touches me to this day. And I think about that, how thankful that I was able to, you know, be able to function in all my motor skills and so forth. And that these other people that just they're just misfits of society, and they're getting another chance, and the light doesn't go off in their head. That is, it's just mind-boggling.
Mike, well said. The music's playing means I got to go, but thanks for calling in. You're one of the great ones. I appreciate it. Have a great Christmas, and great points that you make, as always. Again, Mike out in Stonington, Connecticut. We appreciate his time. All right, listen, we got one more break. I'm going to come back. I got to play something for you that I played this morning on my own regular morning show, and I played it, and a bunch of people sent me a message saying I made them cry. So I'm going to make you cry after the break, and we'll talk a little bit about Christmas as well. Can I say Christmas? Did I break any rules here at the USA Radio Network? I don't think so. All right, good. We'll be back. It's more now.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. We've got your last-minute gift. Stores are now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100, or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more, and get Kohl's cash. Short on time? Buy online. Free store pickup. Most orders ready in 2 hours. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon, and there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allyn Root, and this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver, and you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains five different silver coins from major mints around the world. Ordered today, it will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio's previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late.
Christmas is here, and MyPillow has the lowest price ever. MyPillow is offered for the 4-pack special. It includes free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Christmas special, enter my promo code USA. You'll get 2 premium MyPillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows. Nothing better than the gift of a great night's sleep for a Christmas gift, and you can keep some of them for you. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA. Merry Christmas!
War now! Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, so we're running out of time. My name is Lee LC, and I'm filling in for Wayne Allyn Root. It's been an honor, another honor, to spend 3 hours with you tonight on the USA Radio Network. We really don't have any time to take any more phone calls because I want to play a little piece of audio. I heard it for the first time today. It's been circulating probably for more than a couple of years, but I heard it for the first time today, and I want to share it with all you guys in just a second. Before I get there, though, a couple of Christmas, I guess, polls for you. Does that make that sounds dirty? A couple of Christmas, I don't know what word I'm looking for, but I guess highest and lowest ranks as far as states. Well, where is the highest ranked state as far as Christmas spirit? Well, Washington, South Dakota too, Utah, Missouri, and Maine round out the top five. Where do you not want to go if you want to enjoy Christmas? Well, you don't want to go to Alaska, Hawaii, Florida, or New Jersey. New Jersey doesn't like Christmas. And the best city in the entire country for Christmas, they say, is Orlando, with Las Vegas coming in at number two. I would have to say Las Vegas is probably the best city for everything. And I know we're loud and proud in a big way in Las Vegas. I love Vegas. I'd like to do a remote in Vegas. You think Wayne would pay for me to go out to Vegas and do it? Chris is laughing. I'm producing. That's good. All right, listen. For all our veterans out there, in all seriousness, getting back to some military / Christmas stuff, I heard this today, and the picture in my head was vivid and clear, and I wanted to share it with everybody. So this is A Soldier's Silent Night.
It was the night before Christmas. He lived all alone in a one-bedroom house made of plaster and stone. I had come down the chimney with presents to give to see just who in this dwelling did live. I looked all around, a strange sight to see. No tinsel, no presents, not even a tree. No stockings on the mantle, just boots filled with sand. On the wall hung pictures of far distant lands. Medals and badges, awards of every kind. A sobering thought came alive in my mind. This house was different. It was dark. It was dreary. I had found the home of a soldier. I could see that most clearly. The soldier lay sleeping, silent, alone, curled up on the floor in this one-bedroom home. His face was so gentle, the room in such disorder, not at all how I pictured a United States soldier. Was this the hero of whom I just read, curled up on a poncho, the floor for a bed? Then I realized the other families that I saw this night owed their lives to soldiers who were willing to fight. In the morning round the world, children would play. Grown-ups would celebrate a bright Christmas day. But they all enjoy freedom each month of the year because of soldiers like the one lying here. I couldn't help but wonder how many lay alone on a cold Christmas Eve in lands far from home. The very thought brought a tear to my eye. I dropped to my knees and I started to cry. The soldier awakened. Heard his rough voice. Santa, don't cry. This life is my choice. I fight for freedom. I don't ask for more. My life is my God, my country, my core. The soldier rolled over and drifted asleep. But I couldn't control it and I continued to weep. I kept watch for hours, so silent and still, as both of us shivered from the cold night's chill. I didn't want to leave him on that cold, dark night, this guardian of honor, so willing to fight. Then the soldier rolled over, and a voice soft and pure, he whispered, "Carry on, Santa. Christmas Day, all secure." One look at my watch, I knew he was right. Merry Christmas, my friend. May God bless you this night.
To be more accurate, I guess that would be the soldier's night before Christmas, to be perfectly honest. That just gets me every single time. And one of my biggest regrets is not actually serving this country in the military. And for all our brothers and sisters out there who are fighting in distant lands, fighting here at home, you guys are what keep us free. You guys are what keep the wolves at bay. And without you, we wouldn't be the greatest country on earth. So to all our soldiers all across the world, all across the country, whatever state you're in, shake a hand. Merry Christmas to all of you guys. Listen, have a great one. I'll be back filling in for Wayne Allyn Root on Wednesday, day after Christmas. And again, Wayne's got a couple of days off. Well deserved. Chris, great job. Thank you. All the folks over at the USA Radio Network, again, I'm honored to be a part of it. And I thank you very much for including me. You're listening to the great, great, great show. Started up by Wayne Allyn Root. It's War Now. You guys have a great one and a Merry Christmas. I'll see you.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.